Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg and Parshas Vayetze. I want to take a look at a Midrash that parallels a much more famous Gemara. Gemara's in Chulin, and Rashi quotes it on our Parsha. The Midrash has a little bit of a different account, so we'll take a look at this now. The pasuk it's commenting on is Chav Ches Yud Aleph, Vayikach Me'avnei HaMakom, that Yaakov takes the stones of the place, and we know the Gemara in Chulin. Rashi quotes, explains that he was putting stones around to protect his head, and they put several different stones. Right, there's a discrepancy in the text because it says over here it seems to indicate avnei hamakom. There are multiple stones, yet when he wakes up in the morning, it takes the stone that was around his head. So. It has to go from multiple stones to one stone, and Chazal say that there's a miracle that took place, and the many stones actually joined together. They fused, but because all the stones wanted to be under the head of the tzaddik, and this miracle took place that they actually joined together, and that's why it starts with many stones, but then there's one stone. However, in Brachos Rabbah, this is in Parsha Samaches, Yud Aleph, quotes a few different opinions. Before getting to that essential opinion, right? It first says, it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbanan. That Rabbi Yehuda says, Shneim Asrei Avanim Natal. He took 12 stones. There are actually 12 stones there. Kachkazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamid Shneim Asar Shvatim. And so should Hashem, so did Hashem decree that there should be 12 Shvatim. Amar Avraham, Lo hamidon, Yitzchak Amar, and he said Avram didn't bring them up. Yitzchak lo hamidon, Yitzchak didn't. Ani imis achos heim shneim asar avanim zo lezo yodei ani she'ani mamid shneim asar shvatim. And so, therefore, if I'm able to join together these 12 stones, then I will know that I'm going to be the one that's going to raise the 12 shvatim that's going to have the 12 shvatim. And then it says once it happened, he knew that he would have 12 shvatim. And then Rabbi Nechemiah Amar, Natal shlosh avanim. No, he actually took 3. Amar Avraham yichad Kadosh Baruch Hu shmo alav. Said Hashem. Joined his name with Avraham. And then he says that Yitzchak also joined his name with Avraham. V'aniyim is achos heim shlosh avanim zolazu. But if I'm able to join these three stones together, yodei ani shakadosh baruch hu miyachid shemo alai, I know that Hashem is going to join his name with me. V'kevan shenes achu. And when he saw the three stones that he put joined together, he realized that Hashem would join his name with him. Rabbanan Amri, and the Rabbanan have a third opinion. They say, nope, it's not 12 stones, it wasn't 3 stones. Amri miyut avanim shnaim. That a general principle we have in the Torah is if the Torah says a plural word and doesn't specify a number, we assume it's 2. And so they say, therefore it says ma'avne amakom, there were 2 stones. What was his thought? Avram yatzimimenu psoles. Avram had psoles come from him. Yishmael v'chol b'nei keturah, right? He had a son that was very righteous and holy, Yitzchak, and then he also had psoles, some more invalid descendants, Yishmael and the b'nei keturah. V'yitzchak yasa Esav v'chol alufav. And from Yitzchak he had me, and I think I'm pretty good, but Esav was not, and all his chieftains. V'ani misachos shteim avonim zolazu, yodei ani she'eno yotzehim enu psoles. I know that if I join these two together, and the joint fuses and becomes one, that there's not going to be any psolus coming for me, that I'm going to have only righteous sons. And then the Midrash says, Reb Levi, Reb Elazar, B'Shem, Reb Yossi, Bar Zimra, Amar, they say that he made it around his head because he was, you know, Shahaya Misyari Min Hachayos, he was afraid of the animals, and that's what happened. But these three opinions that we mentioned first are actually quite different from what Rashi quotes from the Gemara and Chulin, is that it's not that, you know, the stones independently were having a machlokas and then Hashem made a miracle and they fused together, but rather this was Yaakov hoping for a miracle. Yaakov was trying to produce the miracle himself and hopefully that miracle would reveal a sign to him. So that's just one interesting distinction between the Gemara that Rashi quotes and this Midrash. But also to try to understand a little bit more deeply these three opinions, right? So the Machlokas is it obviously not just in like, okay, how many stones were there? Were there 12 stones, 3 stones, or 2 stones? But it shows something that must have been going through Yaakov's mind, or something that was, I guess we can call it, on his head, is also under and around his head. But this is something that was on his mind is, you know, what, well, maybe, well, that's my locus, right? Is it going to be, maybe it's the future. Maybe it's, Maybe it's the past. Maybe it's his current status. He's just running away from Esav. He's running for his life. Could be he's wondering if he made the right decision or not. Who knows? Maybe he made mistakes in his life. Maybe he doesn't really deserve the Birchas Avraham. So one of the possibilities over here is that he's saying, am I worthy to have Hashem put his name together with mine, just like he did with Avraham and Yitzhak? There are three stones. I want to see if three stones can fuse together, then I will be one of the three avos. Am I really Zocha? Am I the proper person to be the third av? Is that relevant to me? And that's something that might have been on his mind. Perhaps he accepted that, but he wants to know, are the Shvatim going to come from him? Is he going to be able to be the one to raise the Shvatim? 12 sons, you know, not necessarily the past, but the future. What does the future hold for me? I'm running, I'm on the run. Who knows what's going to happen with me? Am I going to be the one to bring up the 12 Shvatim? And the third opinion is the question of, is he going to have Psoas? He said, maybe he accepts, okay, I'm one of the Avos. I'm really trying my best. I think I'm a tzaddik. And maybe I'll even be the one to have 12 Shvatim. But am I going to be also having psalas? Am I going to have, you know, maybe 13 sons and one of them won't be so righteous? Who knows what the future holds there? And that's what he was hoping to confirm. And it's interesting, you know, depending on which one you take and you keep them in mind, as you see the Yaakov's storyline play out, the storyline of his life, you know, keeping in mind like this third approach, which is actually the third approach, which is that he'll have no psoles. So we do see Chazal have bring this up again and again, that he's concerned, maybe I have psoles here, maybe Reuven is psoles, right, on his deathbed. In Parshas Vayechi, he is concerned, he doesn't see the cates, he can't be able to reveal the end of days to his sons, and he's concerned maybe because maybe there's something wrong with my kids. So This concern we see all the way back here. Could be you can combine and say, well, actually maybe that's a different one of the different opinions here, and you know, bring various supports throughout. But with these three opinions in mind, that Yaakov might have had a suffix whether he should be really one of the avos, or whether Hashem should, or whether he would have the 12 shvatim, or whether he would have a mita shlema, a full bed of all his descendants being righteous. So these sveikos that he had, three different opinions of the sveikos that he had, let's try to follow as we see the rest of Yaakov's life and see how Chazal leaned towards one or the other. Have a beautiful Shabbos.